You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
I'm trying to decide if I want to read this email from this guy. He is, said, call me Ron. That's not his real name. I don't know if I want to read the email or just kind of paraphrase it.
Do we have to call him Ron?
No, he says, call me Ron, but we can call him anything you want. But the point is, I think I want to just take his story and just kind of tell it like he's a friend of mine, even though I don't know this guy. I don't think I want to read his letter. Anyway, we'll have that come up. It has to do with finding out something about your significant other from their past that you didn't know about.
Dun, dun, dun.
And maybe there's a ton of our listeners who can relate to that. So let's get into that. But that's at 7. Right now, we want to talk about babies and puppies.
Oh, should we start with babies?
Yeah.
This story's floating around the interwebs right now. It's straight out of Iowa, which, you know, got a special place in my heart for Iowa.
The homeland.
We've talked about this on the air multiple times, about the whole being pregnant and you didn't know it. Well, here we go, right out of Ames, Iowa. It's a lady named Kristen Hughes. I had a tummy ache. She had a little tummy ache. She's like, I'm not feeling good. So she went to the hospital, urgent care. It was really bad. And they're like, well, you don't have antacid. You have a baby. 3 hours later, out it came.
What?
Oh, that's not a lot of time to prepare.
3 hour window. She found out she was pregnant, had a baby, went the full 9 months.
Oh, so it was full term.
Had no idea.
Our friends didn't even have time to throw our baby shower.
That's what this says. Right. It's like people are now donating clothes and diapers.
God.
Because
is it her first?
No, it's her second one. Her first one was 11 years ago.
Oh, my God.
So
that's
here's
weird.
A little surprise. Yeah, she said her husband got a call and was like, you need to come to the hospital. I'm having a baby. And he's like, what? Hung up. Ran out. Got in his truck and drove away.
He's in Indiana right now.
Yeah, right. He's in California.
Suddenly, he's a Hoosier.
So isn't that weird? I mean, you went the full term.
I hate to say this, but I know a friend of mine that was in this situation, and I don't know what is up.
I don't
with
know
women
either.
Not knowing, but I feel like this isn't as like mind blowing as we
apparently
think
it happens more often
right.
than we
she
think.
She said she didn't
right.
have any of the classic pregnancy symptoms over the last 9 months,
having your period.
I'd like to see how large she is. I've been to Iowa. A lot of hardy women out there. Just saying. I don't know if that has something you don't show.
Well,
you
would
don't.
Have to. There would have to be some physical.
You would think.
I mean, if you're full term 9 months, there's going to be some size there. So
not only size, but movement.
Movement.
I
on
mean,
the
those
inside,
things
right?
they go crazy
Look,
in there.
Soccer players.
Yeah,
we can't explain how this happens.
I don't get it. I think we
don't
a
understand
lie.
It.
I think people that say this are lying.
What? How? Lying? How?
Like, that they're just trying to get attention in a viral web story. Like, she probably went and she's like, I'm going into labor. I'm just going to say I didn't know I was pregnant.
No.
The power of the mind is incredible. And if she was in a bad situation or didn't want to admit it, or like, you know, like.
It's a cry for attention.
Completely. Do you know that this can work in reverse? There have been cases where women have tried so hard to get pregnant that they'll, and, you know, like, it'll do stuff to their body chemistry. Well, they'll take a pregnancy test and they'll actually fool their body into thinking they're pregnant. Like, it'll create that hormone that makes a pregnancy test go positive.
Is this like a thoughts or things kind of
type? Yeah. Like, are, you know,
I'd
like,
hate to be her boyfriend.
Well, but she, you know, but she wasn't pregnant. So there you go. So that was okay. But you know what I mean? So I just,
yeah, we'd have that scare all
I'm going to have a mindset that I've actually had a vasectomy, please.
Right now.
I want the results without the actual procedure.
All right, fair enough.
All right, so we'll move from babies to puppies.
Puppies!
This is a study out of Hungary, and I don't know if that means you take it with a grain of salt, or maybe they're wise as can be over there. But they did brain scans of dogs when their owners were talking to them. And it turns out that dogs really do understand you when you talk.
Duh.
Well, yeah, they learn words.
Yes, but I've always made fun of people. If I'm like walking in the park and somebody's damn dog runs up and jumps on me, because it happens all the time, and people will say like full paragraphs to the dog, you know. Right. Hey, you know,
it's time for you to get in the car. And
you need to stop doing that. That man doesn't know what you want. You need to buy. And they'll just, I'm like, does that dog understand everything you just said?
Yes.
How about just no? Yeah, no.
Get down.
But they say that dogs understand a lot more than we think because they were studying parts of their brains that would light up when they do this.
They say they have the intelligence of like a 2-year-old or something, right? From what I keep hearing.
How many times do you yell at your kid not to do something and it doesn't do it? You know, it's not listening to you, just right. Like a dog.
But, and here's the key part, and this is what I have argued for years, tone of voice makes a huge difference. Do you remember when I had our listeners, this was a long time ago, but I had our listeners do a little experiment. And no matter what your dog's name was, if you said something else, but you used the tone of voice like baby right. talk, mm-hmm. whatever, the dog would come running over wagging his tail. It was totally tone of voice. So if you said, what's your dog's name? Kramer?
Kramer.
Kramer. So if you're like, oh, Kramer, you come here. Come here, Kramer, like that. Kramer will wag his tail and come running over. But if you just bend down and you went, oh, cheeseburger, you sweet cheeseburger, the dog will wag his tail and come running over.
Well, he knows the word cheeseburger, too.
Well, you pick up on anything. You know, oh, Oxford Dictionary, oh, little Oxford Dictionary. And the dog will come running
he
over.
He really loves
Oxford
to read, though. No, he loves the dictionary.
Wagging his tail.
So, of course.
So I would challenge our listeners again, do that tone of voice and pick out any strange combination of words mm-hmm. you want. Your dog will run over wagging his tail because it's responding to your voice.
I gotta do it today.
And the tone. Oh,
yeah. I'm gonna do it.
I'm gonna test this out.
So it doesn't matter what the name is.
Does it work on humans too? Here, yeah. Dom. I'm gonna get you a vasectomy. You should get a vasectomy.
Snippy.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.